to sum up where we are. As I said, it's very, very hard because the truth is there's so much, so much more to do. The Teres Hakdama, what a Malach is. But we need to move forward. And over time, Mr. Shum will come back to different things. But I want to start Zeraya right after Yontif. What we have learned over the past few months is that the Yesod of the Mahus, the essence of Shabbos, is contained really in one sentence that's brought down from Mr. Chamagid. Mr. Chamagid brought it from his Rebbe, from the Baal Shem Tov, Susi Elena. The sentence that we learned, we spoke about in Yoshe Devei Emes, Shashoresh Meir Al Ha'anofim. On Shabbos, the Shoresh, the root of all things, that Machshav Hashem, is Meir Al Ha'anofim. The root is shining out and illuminating the branches. And when the branches see the light of the root, they're filled with a tremendous cheshek, with a tremendous longing, and a delight and a pleasure to recognize that connection that the branches have to the root. And they have a great longing for the root, for the shayrish. This, in one sentence from the Baal Shem Tov, is the essence of all Shabbos, of everything that the Lamatas Malachas are about, that the eating and the drinking is about, that the Zmiras, that the davening, the tefillas, everything on Shabbos is this sentence from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So I want to just finish this Hakdama by way of explaining a very, very simple, and I'll try a clear way, because really it's nage to all of our Avodas Hashem. All of creation is divided between Chitzonius and Pnimius. Chitzonius and Pnimius. I don't have to translate. Everybody here knows what that means. Chitzonius and Pnimius. Sometimes it's called a guf and a neshama, the body and the soul. External, internal, that which is galui, that which is revealed, that which is nista, that which is hidden, it's all the same thing. All of creation is divided in such a way. And chitzonius is that klipa, is that covering that conceals the elokus, the godliness, that is the pnimius. Now there are two ways. I mentioned this for a second at the end of last week, and I'm going to explain it now. There are two ways to be megala the pnimius, to reveal the pnimius, because that's really our purpose in this world. Our purpose in this world is to be able to unpeel, to be able to get to the pnimius, to get to that truth, to that reality of elokus, to be able to feel that oneg of coming into contact with elokus, that cheshek that the branch has to connect to its root. That's the tachlis of our existence in this world. That's what Dior B'tachtayna means. That's what it means. Tev HaTayv, it's the nature of Hashem who's good, that he's good to us. That's to get to the pnimius, to be able to unpeel the chitzonius. Now there are two ways to get to the pnimius. There are two ways to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two ways to get back to the root. Two ways. The first is very, very hard. It's so hard that even at the time of the Arizal, the Ari HaKadosh said that essentially it's not really the way of our avoda. It's not the mainstay of our avodas Hashem. The first way is to mevatel the chitzonius, to eradicate the chitzonius, and by destroying, by removing completely the shells, which means one's connection to this world, basically, because this world is that which is hiding Hashem. The world is hiding Hashem. Creation is hiding Hashem. So to be mevatel that chitzonius, and that mimela, when you take away the peels, so then you get to what's underneath the peel. That's one mahalach. Very, very hard. The second Mahalach, that first way is really the way of Beis Shammai. And it's really the way that also Gedolei Balei HaMusar were focused on, peeling away the world, removing the external shell. And that Mimela, when you take away the world, meaning the presentation of how the world presents itself, then you'll get to God. Then you get to the truth. Because God is hiding in that truth. That's the Pnimius. The second path is Lahagbir es ha-Pnimius al-Achitzainius, which means to strengthen one's attachment to the Pnimius, to inwardness, to Pnimius, as much as possible, so that over time, the Chitzonius becomes less blinding and less overwhelming to you. That the Chitzonius, that the world becomes less impressive over time. In other words, not by attacking the peel and removing the peel of physical existence, of this world, but instead to be magbir, to intensify as much as possible my connection to Elokus, to Torah and Tefillah, and to Avoda and so on, Emunah. And that Mimela, by doing that, the klipas become more comical and less important. They become less important to you. The Ari HaKadosh already said in his time that the chitzonius of the olamos, that shell of the olamos, is not going to really have an aliyah until Mashiach comes. He writes that in that's found in Priyat Chaim and Tefillah, that until the time of Mashiach, the world is here. And even if you're a great person, you can't help but take the world seriously. If you don't take the world seriously, you're not going to live, you're not going to have kids. We're not in that madrega, for the most part. Maybe there are yechidim, but for the most part, the world is here and it's not going to have an aliyah until Mashiach comes, as Neshar Tefillah and Priyat Chaim. At that time when Mashiach comes, the Pasuk says, V'ro'u kol basar yachtov ki pi Hashem dibir. V'ro'u kol basar, all flesh will see that it's God. And at that time, even the flesh will have an aliyah. V'ro'u kol basar yachtov, all physical existence will the shell, the external facade will crumble. V'ro'u kol basar yachtov ki pi Hashem dibir. And then all flesh, all that exists, will see in the clearest way. But that Arizal said already then that there's a Mashiach Degeinion. It's really Mashiach Degeinion. But now, before Mashiach, it's not really our main avoda. We always have to try to work on these things, to as much as possible, but it's not really the main avoda. And because the Chitzonius of the Olamos will not have an Aliyah until Mashiach comes, the reality is that in Chitzonius, one does not feel Shabbos as being different from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In Chitzonius, unless like the original, the way we spoke about at the beginning, the original saw their great tzaddikim, they see something different. But the reality is in this world that we don't feel, in the Chitzonius of the world, of the Olamos, we don't feel Shabbos. The world remains in a very cold state. Ki'ilu, that there is no God that made the world, and it's separate from Elokus, from godliness. We don't see all the things that we were talking about that we learned until now of the Aliyas Olamos that's happening on Shabbos, and how that light is shining upon the Anofim. We don't see that in the world. The world looks the same on Shabbos as it does during the week. We don't see that. Because since the Chait of Adam and Chava, Hakol Nidgashem, everything is covered with this thick peel, with a thick peel, and that thick peel gives the impression of Olam Kimenhago Noheg. Olam Kimenhago Noheg. That the world just goes on and on and on, and Shabbos looks the same like every other day of the week. Therefore, what the Ari HaKadosh, and this is all coming from the Zohar HaKadosh and Ari HaKadosh, the Tzaddikim taught that the Ikar Avodah in this world while always trying to fight against the klipas and not to fall into the hands of the klipas, but the ikra avoda until Mashiach comes is to try to be lahagbir, to strengthen the or hapnimi, to strengthen the ruchnius. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov and all the tzaddikim are teaching us, is the sod of the neshama yisayv that Hashem gives on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, there is built into creation, as we learned, on Shabbos, there is this tosefes or. More, a higher intensity of elokus is unleashed into the world on Shabbos. There's greater elokus that's released. And as a result of that, that chiyus of Hashem that during the 6 days is so, so deeply covered, on Shabbos, if a person makes an attempt to connect to davening, to connect to the learning, especially Pnimis HaTorah, to connect to the Suddhas and to try to understand what they're about and to live them, because of that aura that is coming forth from the Shorash in a higher intensity on Shabbos, the Pnimius can become so strong that one is able to finally on Shabbos actually see some of that aura making its way through the cracks of the Schach that we've been talking about the past few weeks. To actually experience some of that aura making its way through the cracks. And through that, a Shabbos de Yid, a Yid that lives with mikveh, that lives with Shir Hashir, that lives with Suda Shabbos, with Zmiris, with deep Torah, with Simcha, with a Rikud, with a Hashkavan Shabbos, with a person that really, really tries to increase and to access the extra measure of that neshama yaseira, of the neshmas and chadatin, of that new neshama that is sent through the cracks of the sukkah. Anybody who tries really in earnestness to do that, will be able to experience an oinig of elokus, a pleasure of elokus, and will be able to feel, as the tzaddikim expressed in all of the zmiras, every one of the zmiras. If we would sit here, we'd spend the rest of our lives just learning zmiras. You know, that would be just to sit and learn zmiras. You have any of you have the minhag to say Tzom Nafshi L'Kel Chai Friday night from Ibn Ezra? Every single Friday night, I say this, and I spoil members to write books on just Tzom Nafshi L'Kel Chai Ibn Ezra. What are we talking about? From the Kadmonim, these zmiras. All of the zmiras is this nakuda. These were Jews who did exactly what I was talking about a minute ago, that they were preparing for Shabbos, the way the Gemara says, that the Tanaim Amroim, the way the Rambam writes. These were Jews that prepared that way. And when they would come to Shabbos, when they were sitting in the zmiras, they weren't sitting around writing, this is going to be my doctoral dissertation from McGill University, you know, or something. This is like exploding all over. Exploding. With what? They saw Ka'ech Soif Noim Shabbos. Rabbi Aaron Kalina, he wasn't writing a zemer. Rabbi Aaron Kalina, Ka'ech Soif Noim Shabbos, he saw the whole world. He saw the kisufim of the world, of the anofim, of the branches that were like turned back and yearning to go back to their root. Like we learned that Shabbos is Lashon of returning. They saw that. Not like when Mashiach comes. But they saw a mashu of that light coming through the Sukkah Shalom of Shabbos. They saw something. They felt it. And they saw that with the trees. They heard that from the birds. Everywhere, you see that in their zmiras. You see that in the piyutim. I mean, you can't make that up. This is where they lived. They lived in that world. He lived in that world when it was Shabbos. And it was days before of anticipation and excitement and avayd and achadis and Shabbos. So this is really how this farm explained what the Gemara means in Shabbos. Kuf Yutes, the Gemara says, Tavlin Echad Yeshlanu, V'Shabbos Shemo. Tavlin Echad Yeshlanu. A tavlin means a spice. Some spice, some sort of a flavoring. Tavlin Echad Yeshlanu, V'Shabbos Shemo. So the Svarim say that the food on Shabbos tastes different than the food during the week. It's a different time. So people, when they hear that, they say, yeah, of course, well, you know, it's my favorite dishes and so on. No, Tavlin Echad Yeshlanu V'Shabbos Shemo. What that does mean is that that machshava of Hashem that we're talking about, the thought of it, of Bnei Yisrael, the thought of the tzaddikim, the thought of the oneg that Hashem is going to have from our being Jews, that machshava hakaduma, the thought of Hashem of the root, that machshava is mishtalsel goes down level, a next level, a next level, a next level, until it ends up in this kugel, it ends up in the kishka, it ends up in the chalt, it ends up in the fish, it ends up in the challah. The only difference between having that gefilte fish as a leftover on Sunday and eating it on Shabbos, the difference is that the reality of tamu u'u ki tov Hashem, or the pnimius that is locked up, that is covered with layers of chitzonius, that on Shabbos, even regular Jews who keep Shabbos and who try to go to shul and to daven and to sing zmiras, regular good Shabbos Jews, on Shabbos they're able to have more of a taste of that tavlin, of that elokus that gives the taste to the food. It's a different taste. They weren't talking about something like nice idea. It's not a nice idea. It's a metzias of tam u'u ki tov Hashem, that since the bria is, the sheris is shining to the branches on Shabbos infinitely more than it is during the week, so when a person at least keeps Shabbos and tries to keep Shabbos, it's much easier to encounter that elokus, to encounter the pnimius of the world than during the week. So during the week, you don't taste the pnimius of the gefilte fish. When you have the leftover fish, if you have a leftover gefilte fish or some leftover chol, so you could talk about how it's very good, it tastes good, it's got cooked even better now, but you know that it's not the same thing for a Jew, that it really keeps Shabbos, especially somebody that's shir and mikveh and avoid and Shabbos. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's because once it's the 6 days of the week, then again, the chitzonius is very strong. And people like us, really, it's hard for us to break away the chitzonius. It's hard for us to break the chitzonius. But on Shabbos, when the orif pnimius, when the light of the shayrish is shining towards the anafim, and Jews that try to keep Shabbos strong, the branch feels that light of the pnimius. So on Shabbos, a person can come much, much, much more. Okay, Shkar, thank you, I'm fine. Thank you. Can come much, much more to that reality of tam u'u ki tov Hashem. And you taste this nishmas kol chai tevarech shimcha Hashem Elokeinu in all the davening of Shabbos. The davening of Shabbos, nishmas kol chai. Nishmas kol chai tevarech shimcha kel odin. It's a kese yitn lucha. The davening of Shabbos. That it's a different tam. It's a different tam in the shiras and the zmiras of Shabbos. There's a hagosha. In a niggun, you could sing the niggun on Shabbos. You could sing Ka'ech Saif on a Tuesday. It's not the same thing. You could sing a Dre Yikra on a Thursday. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Because on Thursday, it's back in, the world is back in its cage. It's in its cage. And it's very hard for the regular people to break open that cage. We try. It's very hard. So we try to strengthen through our learning and our davening. But on Shabbos, when the Shoresh is shining its light to the Anofim, and there's an Aliyas HaOlam that's taking place, as per all that we learned these past few weeks, so when it comes to that, then the tnuas of a niggun, the sounds of a niggun, the tam, the taste of a food, it's a different thing. The inyan of Einik Shabbos, it's a different thing. The feeling of going to sleep, it's a different oinig, it's a different ta'anug. Because on Shabbos, one is able to, you can't put your finger on it, but it's the ruchnius of the pillow. And it sounds strange, it's the ruchnius of the sleep. There's something else that a Jew who's Shomer Shabbos can feel, that a Jew who's not Shomer Shabbos can't feel it. You can talk about it, but you can't feel it. That I can't, all of us know this, I can't put this into words, but you all know what I'm talking about, and you all know this is true. It's something different. It's that aura of the Shoresh that normally it's very, very hard for us to come to. But on Shabbos, even a regular person is able to see to feel the pnimius of this world, that there's something else in the world, not just the way it looks, there's something else. And this is the whole sugya of the Lamitas Malachas. This is all we're going to be talking about. The pnimius of Zareya, the pnimius of Chayresh, the pnimius of Kaitse, what each one of the Malachas, what they mean. Now, this goes back, of course, to before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tavira. Because before the Eitz Hadas Tavira, before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tavira, there was no dichotomy between Pnimius and Chitzonius. Before the Eitz Hadas Tavira, there weren't these two layers of creation. There was a world, and Adam and Chava lived in a world, but the world was completely Shabbosdik. There was no separation between Pnimius and Chitzonius. There was no Hester, there was no concealment beneath the Klippas. Everything was Mole Elokus, and everything was shining with Elokus, and the Metzias of Hashem was clear, and everything that existed understood every Nivra, Nishmas Kol Chai Tevach Hashem Hashem Elokeinu, everything that existed knew intuitively and clearly that it has no existence other than in Hashem, and that it's not separate from Hashem, it's all Elokus, that everything is Elokus. Nothing in the world considered itself to be outside of Elokus, even the Nachas, even the snake. So how that happened, that's not our conversation now. But nothing in the world, what happened with the snake, but nothing in the world, obviously Hashem created such a Metzius, that there could be something outside, that there was an Akud of Chitzonius, but that's not for now. But everything else in the world, everything was pnimius, was completely pnimius. And as a result of the chait, this began a new time in history. After the chait, we now have a matzav of toiv and ra, good and evil. It's a das toiv ra. What is good and evil? Tov means pnimius, and ra means chitzonius. That's just not, there's other words. Tov means the essence of creation, which is Elokus, and ra, it doesn't mean that the second that you're outside that it's ra, but it means that that potential for all ra is as a result of this new way of looking at the world. There's a new way. One way is to look at the world from the perspective of Hashem, which is that everything is Elokus, and to see it from that perspective of Pnimius, which is very hard. And the new way of looking at it is that you look at it from the perspective of the snake, of Chitzonius, of Ra, of seeing that which is covering Elokus, which is mastered Elokus, and doesn't allow the person to see the Chiyus of Elokus that's inside. And as a result of the chait of Adam and Chava and eating from the Eitz Hadas, we're now living in a world where Chitzonius is shaletas al hakol. Chitzonius is ruling over everything. You look at a rock, and all you see is a rock. You don't see any koach of Elokus, like the Tanya talks about in Shaivanim. You don't see the letters. You don't see the oasis, the aleph beis. All you see is a rock. You don't see aleph beis nun. When we look at Iraq, we just see Iraq. We don't see the Isis, Aleph Beis Nun. We don't see the Or of Elokus. All we see is the rock. We just see the Klippa. We don't see the Elokus that's giving life to everything. Before the Chait, when it was all Tov without Ra, it wasn't necessary to do any of the 39 Malachas. There was no need for the 39 Malachas because all the 39 Malachas are about one Nakuda. The 39 Malachas are all about being Mevarer, the toiv from the ra. Not just the malach of borer, which is obviously that, and some of the other malachas at the beginning. But all of the malachas of the 39 malachas, are for the purpose, which is very, very, very hard, because it's so easy to lose oneself now after the chait in chitzonius. It's so easy to lose yourself to the world of the snake, to the outside world, to the chitzonius, to the hestapanim. It's so easy to lose oneself. It's very, very, very hard to remember Hashem while you're sitting in the world of Chitzonius. Every one of the 39 malachas means 39 opportunities, 39 categories of opportunity to either come to the Tov of creation, which is in the work that you're doing, what Zareya means in Pnimius, what Charish means in Pnimius, what Oifa, Mevashel, Makba Patish, Maitzim Rishus, the Rishus, what does that mean in Pnimius? Or to give in to the Chitzonius and to get lost in the physical work of this world. Every single one of the 39 Malachas means times of sorting out the hidden Elokus from the external, from the Chitzonius, the Hestaponim, from the Klipas. That's what all the 39 Malachas are about. It's not a question of punishment. It's not a matter of punishment. It's the result of Adam and Chava listening to the snake, for whatever reason, of giving in to the Chitzonius over the Pnimius, that until Mashiach comes, all of Olam Hazeh is a Taruves of Tov and Ra. Tov and Ra just means Chitzonius and Pnimius. Pnimius and Chitzonius. It means Elokus and Gashmius. It's just that Taruves that is called in Braises Lahat HaCherev HaMesapeches Lishmor Al Derech Etzachayim. Ad Kidei Kach, this revolving sword that is keeping us from coming back into the Etzach, to the Etzachayim in Gan Eden, Ad Kidei Kach is that, as I've mentioned to you many times over the years, that even when it comes to learning Torah, you know, the Tzaddikim, again, you have to be, how you say this and where you say this, the Tzaddikim that did not learn any Nigla on Shabbos. I'm sure you've heard of that. The Tzaddikim that on Shabbos, they only learned Pnimius HaTorah. I'm not talking about, Tzaddikim that were not tremendous Tamei Chacham. I'm talking about the Minchas Olazah and many great Tzaddikim, the Ari HaKadosh and others, who on Shabbos, they saw, there's going to be a strong sentence, and I'm going to probably get some emails from outside, they saw learning Nigla as Me'ein Mashu of Chil Shabbos. Me'ein, not God forbid, but something along the lines of Chil Shabbos. And they're Madrega. It's okay if we learn Gemara, all of us, we're not in that Madrega. But they saw something Me'ein that. Why? Because we've spoken about this many times, that all of learning now, and the way that we learn Nigla, is it's all about separating the Toif from the Ra. That's how we learn. All the Havaminas and the Maskanas and the Kashas, every Kasha, the Kushya, every Kasha, Avoida Kasha, the Zohar says, is a Kushya. The slavery of Egypt is compared to the Kashas that we have in learning, is Avoida Kasha, Vayimorus Chayim, Avoida Kasha. The Sod is called the Brais, Avoida Kasha, Mishnais, Avoida Kasha is called learning, is called Avoida Kasha. And all of learning is removing the peels, removing the layers, kashas and terutzim and more kashas and more terutzim. It's all about trying to be megalah in the kuda of emes. Whenever we're learning a blat gemara, we're fighting hard to remove all the external possibilities that are keeping me from the truth of the Dvar Hashem, of what the halach is, and I have to be mevarer through my learning. I have to break through these klipas and these kashas in my learning, which is, Hashem has tremendous nachas when we do that. The same way Hashem has tremendous nachas when we're at work and we remember that there's a God. And we seek the truth when we're at work, to be honest. And in each one of the Lam Tes Malachas, we'll talk about how we can seek Hashem in Zareya and Choresh. What does that mean? Even though most of us are not farmers, I mean, yes, as well, but not, over here, not so many of us, I mean, nobody here is a farmer. And maybe out of town there are more, but the malachas are not just about being on a farm, as we'll see. Not just about being on a farm. But it's the same thing that when we're learning, we're trying to get to the nekudas ha'emes, the nekudas pnimius. And as a result of the chait of Adam and Chava, and as a result of the churban, bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni, as a result of the chait ha'egel, v'chule v'chule, as a result of all of that, and Golas, our learning, we have to go through sometimes hundreds of hours to be mevarer the nekuda of emes. Now, we're rewarded for every single second we spend in that, just as we are for every second we spend being honest people at work. Not the way that some people have presented, that work is a waste of time and your whole life is a b'davit. That's a very chitzonistic not Jewish way of understanding what work is about. It's just not Jewish. Work is not a b'deved. It is physical work with a thirnoy malachis. Since the chet of Adam and Chava, of course, the world was set into a certain mahalach. But in the mahalach that we're in right now, both in terms of learning and both in terms of the kind of work that a person does in his life, it's all about birurim. It's all about trying to get to the pnimius mitoch the chitzonius. Is trying to get through the klipas, to get to the emes. Everything that is in the world since Adam and Chava ate from the tree, everything comes into the world with a covering, including the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. All that we're learning comes with a covering. Pnimius HaTorah is Eitz HaChayim. One is going directly into that world of the Eitz HaChayim. But the Niglus of Torah is still the klipas that are surrounding, and to break through, which is tremendous, 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 to break through, and to get to the Nekuda of Emes. I wanted to just end the Hakdama with the tiny part of this piece from the Tzemach Tzedek Sushilin that you have in front of you, I hope. We'll just do it very quickly. It's about eating on Shabbos. And when we get to the Suda Mitzvah, we'll talk a lot about this. What's exciting here is that here is a first-hand account of what the Tzemach Tzedek heard from his illustrious Zayde, from the Balatanya, a very short time before the Alter Rebbe's Nifter. You see what it says? Ukmoshe shamati, mipiv. Now, I don't have time to explain this properly, and I have to explain it. I think after all that we've learned, it's going to be self-explanatory, but it does need a lot of birurim to talk about what it means. But it's more to just end in a few sentences all that we've been talking about, and I think that just to do the words is chashev, is very important for us, just to see a few of the sentences. It's a long piece on the malacha of lo yisavaru esh, of not burning a fire on Shabbos. Kamesh shamati mipiv hakadosh shemareinu v'rabeinu. I heard this, that Tzemach Tzedek said, his grandson, I heard this myself from his holy mouth. I heard this in the village in the shtetl of Piana, which is there by right by Hadich, where the Alter Rebbe is buried. I heard this a few days before his histalkus, before he died. B'teves tavkuf ayin gimel. The Alter Rebbe's yard says chav dalet teves. So someone said, I heard this. Al inyan ha'achila b'shabbos. The Rebbe was talking about eating on Shabbos. Sheshamanu mipe kodesho kama pa'omim. I heard a number of times from his mouth. Al posik tzadik oichel lesoiva nafsho. The posik in Mishlei, the tzadik eats to satiate his soul. Tzadik oichel lesoiva nafsho. Not his guf. The soiva nafshay. Sha'achila de Shabbos eina kishol chol. The Alter Rebbe said that eating on Shabbos is not the same as eating during the week. Levarer birurim. Eating during the week is all about being mevarer birurim, separating in the tov and the ra. The tov from the ra. Kimosha Kosev, as it says in Pasuk, over there in Mishlei, Ubeten Rishoyim Techsar, which means that the belly of the wicked, the stomachs of the wicked, Techsar, is always lacking. But the Alter Rebbe explains what's the lema. Levara Nitzoytes Mihaklipas and the Kroim Rishoyim. The Davoda of the 6 days of the week is to try to make a distinction between the rishoyim, the rishus of the food. The rishus of the food means the klipa, means the physical pleasure, the tanug. It means just indulging in this world, in the klipa, in the covering, in the image that's hiding God. That's called rishoyim. Lahaitzi bilami bitnam. Our work during the week is to try ubetan rishoyim techsar, to try to extract the elokus from within the belly of the klipas, of the Rishayim. That's the work during the week, to extract the Elokus. We're talking about that on the Erev Shabbos Chabura and Bayam Dakecha, and eating B'Kedusha. What does it mean to eat B'Kedusha? To extract the Elokus, to remember who created this food, where does this taste come from, and so on. To extract the Elokus, to be Mavara, not to get lost in the food itself, to be Mavara. Like the Alter Rebbe, it's happened himself that everybody, there was a Choshva Rav that was coming to visit the Alter Rebbe. I've told you this many times, and came for Shabbos. So all of the women in the house, they wanted to have something to put into the soup to cover this Rav that was coming. So they all went over quickly before Shabbos and they put in salt. They just threw in some more salt they want to be mishtatev. Then when it came time for the meal, so when it came time to eat the soup, so the Alter Rebbe had a spoon of soup and this Rav had some soup and he started to choke. And the women looked at each other, they realized what happened and they apologized. And the Rav asked the Baal Tanya, he says, don't you taste the salt of the food? He said that from the time that I was by the Mizrach HaMagid, I can no longer taste the soup. I only taste the Elokus in the soup. That's what he said. I don't taste the soup itself. I just taste the Elokus. I use the Elokus. I don't taste the soup. So this is the Torah before he died. L'hoitzi bilami bitnam. Aval b'Shabbos boyer is also. But on Shabbos you're not allowed to separate. Shabbos, we're not allowed to be boira, to take the good and throughout the bed, to take throughout the bed and take the good. We're not allowed to do on Shabbos to boira. Hello. Ha'achilihi k'mesha kosev reisha dekra. Therefore, even a regular Jew on Shabbos can eat in such a way where it's not the work of ubetan rishoyim techsar, which is like the 39 malachis, separating and extracting and trying to remember God while you're at work and so on. No. The eating of Shabbos goes back to the beginning of the pasuk that says, "Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafsho." Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafsho. What's the lema? Aidei ha'oinig ba'achila. On Shabbos, it's not about removing the klipas. Shabbos is about intensifying, being magbir one's connection to the elokus. Because on Shabbos, there's an elias ha'olamus. So the Rebbe says, on Shabbos, Rotzaloimer, Ayide Tanug Ba'achila, that through the pleasure that one has by eating this piece of fish on Shabbos, Mamshech Tanug Ha'elyoin, you are connecting to and drawing down into your life this Tanug, you're drawing forth this Tanug Ha'elyoin, this great supernal pleasure and joy. In other words, the branch, by connecting to the root, is giving tremendous pleasure and joy, and the root shines forth more and more light through the branch turning towards the root. And then that piece of food has an aliyah. And it all becomes swept into that tanug ha'elyon of the infinite light of God. But on Shabbos, it's not by way of being mevarer the toiv and the ra. It's by strengthening the toiv. It's by expanding the tchum of kedusha. That's why one would think that on Shabbos we should fast. If you really want to be a pneumistic person, then you should just fast. There shouldn't be any eating at all. We should fast every Shabbos. But it's just the opposite. Shabbos is the most chashuv time of Einik Shabbos. Because it's not about running away. It's about revealing Elokus, revealing the Pnimius, expanding the borders of God. Not about running from Him. Not about hiding from Him. That's a way of Birurim. That's the six ways when we're very feeble and weak and we're afraid. And it's all about separating and running and removing. Shabbos is something else. Shabbos is the conquest of the world. Shabbos is the light of Elokus washing over the world. And therefore on Shabbos he says, it's also canal. It's also on Shabbos. Boirer is also on Shabbos. Eladerech ha'aloh, shamalim ha'toiv l'malo yoseh. It's not about pushing stuff away and separating. It's about being mal ha'toiv l'malo yoseh. And that's exactly how we're going to begin Mitzvah Shem after Yontif with Zareah. What Zareah means in terms of how we could be Mala our lives through this Malacha of Zareah, and how to think about Zareah, that part of life, which is, even though we're not on the farm, it's about everything that we do in life, is Zareah, and how to be Mala that to a higher place by connecting to Shabbos, understanding what it is, and that Mimela helps a person make the Hachanis of Shabbos in an entirely different way. So Be'ez Hashem, that is coming Tuesday's Yontif, so the following Tuesday will continue, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.